And yes, I met the man, just once, when he came riding into my ville, blowing lead in every direction. His sec-men shouted his name as if it were a war chant. Aced every sec-man there. Cleaned the place out.
Ryan scowled deeply at that. The traitor looting a ville? Bullshit. As Kate continued, one hand stole over to rub the scars on her wrist.
Then he set all of the slaves free. Left us all of the blasters and even gave us some supplies and books. Then went away. Took nothing but water, and we had plenty of that, so it was nothing to us.
Ryan leaned back on the bench.
He did that a lot. The man had a bad itch about scratching slavers.
Me too. After my release from the chains, I fought hard to keep from going back into them as a gaudy slut in a brothel. But after a person has been to hell, no amount of whippings and beatings could make them go back. So I stole a blaster, then a horse and wagon, and left on my own. That was the beginning of my life as a trader. First, I acted as armed escort for pilgrims, wanting to reach new lands, then exchanging goods for services, then goods for better goods. But I was always on the trail of the trader, to join with the man and work on freeing more slaves. A blaster and 3 live rounds bought me some info that proved to be all lies, but when I returned, a hot knife got me back my weapon and the truth. I hit pay dirt.
What do you mean?
Over the years, pieces of the puzzle fell into place, and then I found it. One of the trader's hidden depots where he cached supplies and fuel. There were a lot of blasters, grens, machine guns, all sorts of mill iron, and even the working wags that now make up my convoy, especially this one. I remember thinking at the time that it looked like a juggernaut from ancient legends, as unstoppable as a stampede and larger than the sky. Now my wag sports a laser and dozens of missiles. I have a crew of 50 and 3 hidden caches of my own spread across the landscape. But it still isn't enough to ever feel as safe as that day when that big man with the easy grin fired his blaster and blew open the locks on my chains, giving me the double-edged gift of freedom.
Eric appeared from the corridor.
So, these are the Outlanders.
The scrawny man had wild hair, thinning at the top, even though he seemed no more than 30 or so. His teeth were a disaster, badly crooked, and his left foot was obviously deformed, little more than a twisted lump at the end of his leg.
Everything okay?
Eric limped into the room.
Sure. I have the radar on full and our belly armor is live with current. Nobody's getting in or out without our knowing. And we're not going anywhere until this storm subsides, so I decided to meet our guests.
They're not guests. We cut a deal, and we're sticking to our side, that's all.
Fair enough. Still, it never hurts to check and see if they got a tech in the group.
You and those damn machines.
Saved our ass at Hell's Gate.
This is Eric, our chief tech. He runs the comp that runs the show.
Jack removed his sunglasses and folded them to tuck them away into a shirt pocket.
Bullshit. All comps aced.
The teenager knew that was only true on the surface. In the underground redoubts, the bases were run by huge banks of comps that operated fusion generators and the Matran system.
Oh, comps are real as a kick in the belly, friend. Quite a lot of comps still function okay. Oh, not if they were left running since Skydark. Then the last program was burned into the system forever, and is now the only thing they can do. But if not turned on, they're okay.
Mildred passed her bowl to Matilda.
If you need any help, just let me know. I know something about computers.
Eric arched an eyebrow at that word. The healer spoke old tech?
Convince me.
Mildred thought about all the jargon she had learned in med school, but most of that was system-specific. Something general would do.
Cold is better than hot. They go slower when they overheat. If you got comps here, then you also have some serious air conditioners to compensate for the heat of the desert.
Eric stared at the woman in disbelief. The physician went on, making logical guesses.
Probably looted some software from an auto body shop to monitor your engines. So what do you have on the startup screen, clouds or an apple?
By God, you are a hacker. Want to see the nest?
Nest seemed to be as good a term as any for every tangle of computer wires the woman had ever encountered. She stood up.
Sure. I can probably teach you how to defrag the hard drive. You would have to shut down for a while, but afterward it might double the processing speed.
That piqued the trader's interest.
Double?
And we'd be without the radar and such for how long? This could just be a trick to get us to weaken our defenses for an attack.
Thoughtfully, Kate rubbed her jaw.
Or nuking save us in the next firefight.
They could try that back at the depot, where they were safe from attack and far, far away from this battle zone. But she didn't like waiting.
Hell, we could do it right now. There's nothing Gaza can do in this hellstorm. We're safe for a while from any more of his rockets. In fact...
Whatever she was going to say was cut off by a peal of thunder, the ground shaking under the war wag in a minor earthquake. Then it happened again, and again, steady and continuous, as if a giant were striding across the world. Kate took out her hand comm.
Trader here, what the hell is going on outside?
We don't know. There's a whole lot of explosions on the cliff and the ground is starting to break about... There it goes!
As he spoke, the war wag lurched into motion, wheeling backward with the diesels roaring with restrained power.
Okay, we're clear. Christ, that was close. A whole section of the cliff just broke loose and dropped into the city, but we're clear now.
Ryan scowled darkly at that info and exchanged looks with the other companions. He didn't know how or why, but he knew it was Gaza.
All stations, report!
Kate listened to the familiar voices announcing the status of their department of the war wag, and then the other wags. Only the second cargo van didn't respond.
Gordon, have you got a visual on Little Sue? Gordon, can you read me?
It's gone. It just vanished in a fireball. She's gone. Blown to bits.
Missile hit?
Impossible. Radar showed clear.
Must have been a lightning strike.
Six more of us chilled. Sue, Jimmy, that new guy, Bones.
Just then, the pounding started once more, moving along the cliff, passing them by in powerful waves that rattled everything in the galley. Ryan suddenly stood.
Lightning strike my ass. That's cannon fire. Better sound the alert. I think we're under attack.
Kate shot Ryan a menacing glance, a hand resting on her boxy rapid fire.
We?
Ryan looked the blonde hard in the face.
If that's Gaza, then we're with you all the way.
A long moment passed while the savage explosions continued, the rig shaking with increasing force. The trader quickly made up her mind.
Okay, deal. This way to the control room.